Hand. It's 7 minutes past 4 o'clock, and as promised earlier in the show, it's time now for the Tops Wine of the Week, brought to you by Tops at Lifestyle and presented by Eamon and Valencia today. It's lovely to see you both looking
you too,
so
Dave.
Well. And the wine of the day, the wine of the week, is the Remhuerta First Light Chenin Blanc. Well, let's find out what Remhuerta is all about.
All about. Yeah,
you
Dave.
Know about that.
Yes, Dave. Yes, Dave, it's a delicious, if you don't mind me saying, it's a Chenin Blanc from Stellenbosch. It comes from Remhuerta, as you said. The farm is located on the slopes of the Simmonsberg Mountain. The label on the bottle itself is something, a little bit of a story to it.
Are you battling to hear? No sound in your headphones?
Oh. No. I've got them on.
Oh, you can't? You've got it now. Oh, how lovely. Okay, there we go. Just a temporary glitch. Gremlins, you see.
The gremlin came. So if you look at the label, Dave, on this, on the First Light Chenin Blanc, it has a picture there of the Simmonsberg Mountain.
Ah.
Okay, so on the top there, you'll see where the sun rays appear over the mountain. Now, they're the Chenin Blanc vines at the top there. So the First Light from the sun hits those Chenin Blanc grapes there, hence the name.
Ah.
The First Light Chenin
Blanc. So they
Blanc.
Get the early light.
They get the early morning
the
sunshine.
The early light catches the bird that catches the worm. See, there's the bird on the... Oh, you can't see. This isn't television. I'm sorry. Yeah. You'll have to look at our catch-up podcast, and then I'll show you a picture of the bird on the bottle.
On the bird on the bottle, the eagle. But a winemaker there now has been there for well over 18 years, so he's got a lot of vintages under his belt. And they don't just produce Chenin Blanc, they've got a lovely range of reds that they carry as well, one of them being the Remhuerta Thomas Cullingham, which is named after the big diamond that they found here many, many years back. Yes.
So, wow.
So it's a pity the diamond is not in the wine, but unfortunately it's a lovely...
I think it's a good thing it's not in the wine, it tends to break your teeth otherwise.
So Chris Boustrad is the winemaker there at the farm, and it's family owned, which is very, very good. So it's very hands-on.
Oh.
And everything is done by hand, hand-sorted. Everything, when they pick the grapes till they goes into the cellar, everything is sorted by hand. And any grapes that don't fit or don't look as if they're a grape get tossed aside.
Really?
Yes. So
yes,
they don't
definitely.
Use them.
If I add on this...
But you have to get a bit closer to your microphone, yes. Otherwise we will never hear you.
Yes, I'm sure it's fine now. To add on that, I visited the farm, Dave. I visited the farm. What it is talking about, everything is there. He actually showed me the winemaker. He showed me how they do things, how they do wines. Like the diamond that he's talking about, they got a picture that says everything. So when I went to the farm and when I visited the vineyards, it was totally different. For what I'm always talking about in the store and seeing things live, how things are getting done when it comes to wine. That was a good experience for me.
It gave you a whole new
yes.
understanding,
yes,
educational
definitely.
In the real sense of the word.
It helps a lot. It helps a lot, I won't lie.
And that's why Tops at Lifestyle is such a good source of information when you're looking for what particularly suits you, because we're all different. We have different tastes and different ideas, I suppose. And if you're looking for a particular taste, flavor, profile, you might be surprised that it's not just the obvious. There are many, many different ways of experiencing the joy that is good wine. And here at Lifestyle Tops, you'll find so much information at your fingertips because Eamon and Valencia and the team is there to guide you. Now, what I'm going to suggest we do is play a little bit of music while we have a splash, because that's ultimately what wine is all about, is it not?
Yeah,
we taste it, and we'll come back and let you know what we discover on the flip side of Georgie Benson turning his love around.
day. We've been charging by the hour. How much I love you, still believing in romance. You're taking way too many chances with my love. I remember when you used to be the talk of the town. All you think is
there it is, Mr. Benson turning his love around, and we have been turning around a little wine in the mouth. The wine is the first light Chenin Blanc from Remhuchter Wine Estate, and the tasting notes are as follows. The color is a pale straw. The nose, that's what you breathe and imbibe that way. Passion fruit, lemons, green melon, and a flinty minerality. Then on the palate, it should be light, uber fresh, with bright citrus and stone fruit backed by a gently refreshing acid. A saline character adds to the depth and brings length. Now, as you can probably hear, dear listener, I am not exactly in the flush of bright health. The picture, at the moment, I'm suffering one of those awful summertime maladies, the cold that will not, and I can't taste a thing, so I'm going to have to rely on you guys.
Yeah, Dave, it's exactly as you described it. The notes are there. That fruit is there. This is the 2022 vintage, so it's a actual year older. So it's become much more elegant. That citrus now is much more calmed down, if you can say that. The wine has become a little bit more layered with that fruit in there. The 23 has been released as well already. So the 23, when you compare the 23 to this one, the 23 is a bit more lively.
Ah.
It's a bit more lively now because it's new.
Okay.
This is a year older, so it's been in the bottle now for a year, so it's developed a lot more in the bottle. It's become more, what we call, a little bit more elegant.
And will it develop more if you lay it down for a year or two?
Another year or two, I reckon, and then that's time to start drinking.
Lovely. And I see it sports one of the Platter Awards very proudly.
Yes,
the 2023 Platter Diners Club recognition. Mm-hmm. It's a 4-star award. What does that mean?
It's been rated of. It's probably been entered into Chenin Blanc competition, where the best part of maybe in the region around 200 to 300 Chenin Blancs were tasted by the panel for the Platter's Guide, and they've all selected. To give it a star.
So it is. It's accredited as one of the choice wines of the season.
Of the season, out of 4 stars.
And it's available at Tops and Lifestyle. I'm sure you're going to be tasting it this weekend as well.
Yes, Dave. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday as normal.
So that gives you a chance to pop along to taste this rather interesting Remhuchter 2022 First Light Chenin Blanc. It sounds fantastic. As I say, I can't taste a thing at the moment, so I'd be hopeless to describe it. I trust the expertise in front of me, and Eamon gives it 2 thumbs up. Valencia, how do you rate it?
Very high.
Okay.
Because even the price of this wine, it's reasonable for what's inside. The price, it goes to
$104.99. $104.99. Why don't we call it 105 and then we're all clear? Hey? Because I bet you no one ever gets 1 cent change if they give you 105 rand. Mm. Hey? I'm asking the question.
I don't think even a 10 cent anymore, Dave.
It's a very keen price.
Very,
point,
very,
hey?
Very.
Why do they do that? Is it to introduce the. Is it to get people to buy without any kind of financial risk really attached to it? Because that's a good price.
It's a very good price from that particular farm. There's a lot of great wines out there, 4-star, 3.5-star, if you want to go by ratings, that are around the 100 rand mark.
Oh, really?
If you go back If I remember, I go back around 10, 15 years ago with wines, anything with 4-star on it was nearly double, triple the price.
That's the thing. But I remember Derek Taylor, bless him, he used to write for us in our newspaper days. And he was a passionate wine drinker and aficionado. And he used to always say, you know, if you know what you're talking about, you can find remarkably good South African wines, not on the top price shelves. You need to know someone in the who knows. So you guys know.
Know what you're looking for. Yes. So it's very good value for money for a Chenin Blanc. It's beats. I think some of the top ones that are out there that are coming from the Swartland.
Well, there we go. That's coming from the experts. You've got our top tip there. Talking of tops, it's available for tasting this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 12 to 2. You'll be able to try before you buy, and I reckon you're going to be topping up your cellar with this Remhuchter First Light Chenin Blanc, because why not? And Eamon is doing the stage whisper now. Competition. What was that, Eamon?
Sorry, Dave.
The theatre days.
Well, it's a great competition at the moment, Dave. I think it's to do with mum champagne, proper champagne from France. So you buy any bottle of mum, the demi-sec or the rosé, 750 ml, and we will give you a 500 rand spa voucher. Not a spa voucher now, a spa voucher. We can go get pampered at Mangawami.
Mangwanani. Yes,
Mangwanani.
Yeah, you've got to get the name right, otherwise people go to the wrong place. Okay. They'll end up at that one that does the happy endings, and you don't want to see them there.
That's my accent.
Ooh, did I say the wrong thing? Yeah, Mangwanani. They've got a very good reputation. Mm-hmm. So there it is. And how long is that competition running for?
That runs from, you started yesterday, the 14th of February, up until the 10th of March, Dave.
Okay, so you've got about a month in which you can redeem that value for money proposition. Go and buy a bottle of Champers, the good stuff, the mum, and you can be pretty much pampered to your heart's content if you are. Run by any
bottle, right? either one of those bottles, Dave. And we will give you at the store.
So it's not a competition, it's just a promotion. You will get pampered. Yeah. That's what I thought. I just needed to check with you because one doesn't want to give the wrong impression. Give everyone a prize. But this time you're going to get a prize.
You're going to get a prize,
so
yes.
So how lovely is that? Pop along to Tops at Lifestyle and buy a bottle of mum. So you're going to enjoy that. And then you can go and have a pamper. Lovely.
Sounds brilliant.
I wish you great success. Thank you so much for once again on a Thursday afternoon bringing us the Tops Wine of the Week. And if you just joined us and you're wondering what we're talking about or were, you'll be able to catch up on the our Life and Style app under the afternoon show Tops Wine of the Week. You'll be able to replay it to your heart's content, share it with your friends, and you haven't missed a thing. So, Valencia, Eamon, until we meet again in thunder, lightning, or in rain.
Thank you.
Blessings be. Always a pleasure. The music continues.